Lex said yesterday he would not meet with President Joe Biden nor negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program and its support of regional militias sticking to a hardline position following his landslide victory in last week's election. Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi also described himself as a defender of human rights when asked about his involvement in the 1988 mass execution of some 5,000 people. Asked about Iran's ballistic missile program and its support of regional militias, Raisi described the issues as non-negotiable. He said regional issues or the Iranian missile issue are non-negotiable. They, meaning the Western countries, have not been committed to something that was negotiated, agreed over, and was signed as an accord too. How is it that they want to negotiate new issues? Asked about a possible meeting with President Joe Biden, Raisi simply answered, no. His moderate competitor in the election had suggested during campaigning that he'd be potentially willing to meet President Biden. Myanmar's ruling junta says fighting between coup protesters and security forces in Mandalay today left four demonstrators dead. A statement says security forces were met with small arms fire and grenades during a raid on a house in the country's second biggest city. In addition to the four dead protesters, whom the junta described as terrorists, 20 members of the raiding party were injured while eight others were arrested for possession of homemade mines, hand grenades, and small arms. The junta has struggled to put down daily mass demonstrations across Myanmar since overthrowing the civilian government on February 1st. And the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam fired back at the U.S. government's response to the arrest of pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily's board of directors today. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the arrests of five executives of Apple Daily last week, claiming that such an act is politically motivated. Now, Lam said that the law was not used as a tool to suppress the media, and all U.S. accusations are wrong.
So what we are talking about is not exchanging views between foreigners and journalists. It is violating the law as defined in the national security law and based on very clear evidence, which will bring the case to court.
The White House says the nation is making progress in vaccinating adults against COVID-19. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
The Biden administration reports more than 70% of Americans 30 and older have received at least one dose. It expects to reach 70% of those 27 and older by July 4th. The president's goal had been for 70% of all adults with at least one shot by then, which is unlikely to happen. The White House is now redoubling its focus on vaccinating younger Americans, those 18 to 26, who have proven the least likely to get a vaccine. The nationwide vaccination pace has fallen sharply over the past month, as have the number of new daily virus cases and deaths. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Philippine president has threatened to order the arrest of Filipinos who refuse COVID-19 vaccination and told them to leave the country if they would not cooperate to contain the pandemic. President Rodrigo Duterte, who's known for his public outbursts, said he's exasperated with people who refuse to get immunized. Belarusian opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya said yesterday that the situation in her country was devastating because President Alexander Lukashenko is escalating his violence toward people who are fighting against him. The United States, European Union, Britain, and Canada joined forces on Monday to impose sanctions on several senior officials in Belarus over the forced diversion to Minsk of a passenger jet traveling between two EU countries last month.
I really value the countries where that have businesses with regime that they are ready to lose a little of money, but to gain this, to stand for values, values of law, value of human rights. And they are losing something, but they're gaining something much more.
Opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1.